I'll get started on my life story. Now this goes back 1913, October, I'm in good shape. August the 5th, 1913, I was born in Reading, Pennsylvania. My dad, Paul, and my mother, Edna, wonderful young couple. I know when I was first born, we lived in a little apartment. I don't really remember that. But not too long after, we moved to a house in Olley Street. Now I have to do this more or less for the grandchildren, because they always like when I tell them about the old days. We had a little house with the only plumbing inside was water. We did have water in the house. Now, this was a row house in the city, and had an outside toilet, in other words, at the end of the yard, which was about maybe 60 feet to the back of the yard, and that's where the outside bathroom facilities placed, which was not the greatest thing in life when it came to snow in the wintertime, because you had to get through the snow out there. And it was cold. It was wood, made out of wood, no heat. And back in Pennsylvania, we had very severe winters. No electricity. We had gas for lighting. And we had a coal stove in the cellar for heating. And also a coal stove in the kitchen for cooking. Also, it could be coal or wood. Great big old stove in the kitchen that was used for cooking. Now, in those days, in the evening, in fact, then we didn't even have radio. So everybody congregated in the kitchen, and it was kind of a nice place to be, and everybody. That's where we all did our thing. And as time went by, we stayed there until I guess I was in about second grade. We finally got plumbing, and everybody had bathroom inside the house. I was quite young at the time. I remember I went to school, Perky on Schuylkill Avenue, and did all the fun things that kids do. But one thing that I must mention, my mother, for some reason or other, decided we were all three. I had sister Doris, who's 2 years younger than I, and Georgine, who's 2 years younger than Doris. So the three of us, with mother and dad, were quite a family. We started off at a very young age. My dad played the piano. He couldn't read music, but he played in various things. He played in the orchestra pits for the movies. They didn't have sound in those days. And he played the various places, little groups, and he'd come to the house and practice. So I got to know music pretty well, and they played ragtime in those days. So we were quite young. My mother insisted that we go to dancing school. Well, I didn't particularly like this because I was an outdoor, athletic type guy, but if my mother said it, I wouldn't do anything to hurt her feelings. I would do anything not to. But Saturday mornings, we go to Pearl Haynes dancing class, the three of us, and we were in lots of shows. We were a musical family, as I said, and we did all kinds of shows. In fact, when Doris and I were quite young, in fact, I was about, oh my gosh, she was about four or five, and I was maybe six or seven, maybe not that old. We were in Pomeroy's show, which was a big show, and Doris and I had a specialty number called the Blue Danube. We sang the Blue Danube blues, and it was a very big part of this. So this was not a kids show. This was a grown-up show that they have every year. But we were inserted in the show as a specialty number, and it was a very big thing. So anyway, to go back to living in Olley Street, we did all the things. I was one who would be outside all the time playing baseball. In fact, I was thinking about this morning as I was walking through Kmart, looking at baseballs and bats. We had one bat, which was nailed together, I don't know how many nails and tire tape around that. And our baseball, we had one baseball which was also taped with tire tape. And I don't remember anything about having gloves in those days, but we played baseball in the summertime every day that we could, in a field in the back of the house that was just a terrible place to play because it was all full of stones and everything. So anyway, we did all that. All the things that the kids do, play cops and robbers and what this and what that and whatever. So I can remember then we moved from there to Windsor Street. Well, now I guess I was about, I can't say how old. I was just a kid, third grade or so. We moved to Windsor Street, and that was a big deal because that was the classy street. We had a wonderful, wonderful, it was all row houses, but it was a completely different, it was maybe 2 or 3 miles away from where we lived before, completely different, different situation. I liked the kids that were there, and I went to a different school. I went to Douglas and Elijah, we called it D&W, and went there to school and really enjoyed it. I did all the athletics. I played basketball and football, baseball, and I was a very good marble player. I remember I was in the city championships playing marbles. I liked that very much. So, oh gosh, we went through many things. We were still, the family was interesting because mother and dad were just unbelievable. They were just the kind of parents that everybody should have. As soon as dinner, we were finished dinner in the evening, Dad would walk in and start playing piano. Doris and Georgine and I would walk in and stand around the piano when the four of us would sing. Mother's out in the kitchen washing dishes and singing out there. And every night of my life that I can remember, we would sing around the piano at night. And it was a very, very close-knit family. We had lots of fun. In those days, we had, very few automobiles around town. We didn't have an automobile then, nobody that I knew. So it was about time that the dad said he was going to buy a car. Well, in those days, the Model T Ford, now that's not the Model A, that's the Model T Ford. You worked everything with your feet. It had a low and a high gear. Funny looking little car, but everybody had Model T's. And you could buy them for $150. Well, instead of buying a Model T Ford like everybody else bought, my dad bought a Jeffries, which was a great big old car. I think top speed would be about 35 miles an hour. The first day I saw him drive up the street with this car, I couldn't believe, my gosh, he had an automobile. He had great big gloves. He had a cap, goggles, and a long white coat driving up the street. And he got out and he said, there it is, there's the car. Wow. This was an open-air card, we called them in those days, because when it rained, you had to get the panes out. They were called isinglass, out from under the seats and put them up. And by the time you'd get them up, you'd be soaked from the rain. But that's the way you did in those days. So we had our Jeffries car, and we did lots of wonderful things with it. We had a lot of fun. I was in a good bunch up there because we played football in a field which was kind of nice. It was only about a block from the house, so that we were able to play either football, baseball, or basketball every day. I wasn't a great student. I got through school all right. I didn't particularly like to study, and I was not a reader. Now, as I told you, in those days, now we finally got radio. We had what they call a crystal set. You could get maybe, little stations where they had organ music and things like that. And finally, they had were able to get the fights. I can remember in the old days sitting, and they had earphones, and you'd pass the earphones around to people. You'd go visit people, and you'd sit and pass the earphones around so you could hear the various little things from the Philadelphia had a station, Pittsburgh had a station back in Pennsylvania, places like that. So it was fun. Then later on, the next couple of years, people were making their own radio sets, whereby they had a speaker, and you didn't have to have the earphones. So people would gather in the kitchens. You'd go to somebody's house, and you'd spend the whole. Everybody would be in the kitchen because that's where everything was. I don't think we even, possibly had a little electricity in those days, but it wasn't too good, so we still did everything in the kitchen. So we just enjoyed the radio stations, and people would say, gee, they got a Cincinnati or something last night. Everybody was proud to be able to get further than the next person. So this went on for some years, and then my dad decided that they couldn't afford the house. Well, my dad was a when I knew him, before I knew him, I should say, he was a sign painter, and he studied and worked and took night courses and so on and so forth, and he became a commercial artist. So he had his art store, or art studio rather, in on the main street of town and in Penn Street, which was about, 4 or 5 miles maybe from our house. And the studio that he had was above a sign painting shop where he had worked previously. But these two floors were above a movie house. Now, this was a movie house, and it's the funniest thing when I think about it. It was 8 rows wide, 2 rows on either side of the aisle, and long. And it had a player piano at the end, in back of the screen. So they were able to play music to various things, but everything was silent movies in those days, where I saw things like The Adventures of Pearl White. I saw all of the Tarzans, the original. Elmo Lincoln was Tarzan, and the first Tarzan. And I saw all those kind of things. I would go in and see my dad, then go down, and for nothing, I would slide down into the sit in one of these sleeps, seats rather, and it was funny because usually the railroad men would go in there in the afternoon to catch up on their sleep before they went back on their next shift. So the place was filled with railroad men sleeping in the afternoon in the movie house. So anyway, I did all those things, played football as I said and so forth. Then I guess, let's see, we were living now down on Front Street, which is only two blocks away, but the bad part about it, when you moved two blocks away in those days, you got into a whole different crowd of people. You didn't associate with those that were two blocks away. I don't know why it was like that, but that's the way it was. So I met a whole bunch of new people down on Front Street, and we lived down there for a couple of years. And then my mother had a terrible accident. A big troller, in those days you had big trollers, wind them up. The big troller needle went into her wrist and caused blood poisoning. I think I mentioned that before, but anyway. She was taken to the hospital, and it was so severe that she stayed in the hospital for about, I imagine it was about 6 months. They didn't know if they were even going to be able to save her arm, but they did finally. But I can remember the hospital was the Reading Hospital, which was up just next to the field where we played football, and I would play football and run over and look in the window and talk to her, and I went to see her every day, of course, and that was quite a time of our lives, which was so terrible because of the pain that she was in, and they weren't able to really help her that much. So after she did get out of the hospital, we decided that she wasn't able to take care of a whole house, so we moved another two blocks away up on Douglas Street into a house which was made into two apartments, and we took the top apartment, which was quite large. They had a big living room and several bedrooms and so forth, and it was a nice apartment. Then I'm in with different people. I live right next door to the Lau brothers, Donnie and Harold and Roger. They were all athletes. And then I was two houses away from the Annawalt's, Bob Annawalt and Eddie, and they had four brothers up there, right, just a couple of houses away. They were into basketball, so gosh, when I was there, I played basketball. While I was not, I must have been about nine when I decided with some of my other friends that we were going to start carrying papers in the morning, and we carried papers for the Reading Times. We'd have to go into the center of town in the morning. Usually in the wintertime we went in a trolley car, got our papers and came back. Went in about 4:30 in the morning, got our papers and came back and delivered around our area there. I remember I had 150 papers that I would strap on my back and carry them around. And being row houses, we had to go up the steps, down the steps, up the steps, down to all these different houses. So there were a couple of apartment houses there. We had to wrap those papers up, which took quite a while to get things organized. So we would be gone from 4:30 in the morning. We'd get back around 6:30, finish our paper route about 7:45, go home, have breakfast, and get to school by 8:30, or I guess it was 8:30, we'd have to be in school. I went to school down at 2nd and Oley, which was about a block and a half away. I did this every morning for a long time. In fact, I still did this after we moved to our next house, which is around the corner on Front Street again, but another block on Front Street. And this became the house that I'll remember more than any of the others, because this is where I grew up in junior high and high school. This was the fun house of the neighborhood. We moved there. after Mother's hand was better, and we really enjoyed this place. It was a nice home, a row house, three stories, had a basement, a nice basement. It had a long living room, big dining room, and a big kitchen. Had a bathroom on the second floor, and there was just an outside toilet on off the back porch. Three bedrooms on the second floor, so we each had our own room. I had the third floor front, which was my room, and my dad kept the back of the third floor, which was another room for his studio, where he worked at night when he came home from his studio downtown. Dad was doing pretty well in those days. He was he had some very good accounts. He had the Hershey chocolates. He had Luden's coffee. In fact, he did all of Luden's cough drop work. They still have some of the Luden cough drop packages around today that Dad designed when I was a little kid. I watched him do it. He had a lot of good accounts. He then moved his office out to a place called the Permanent Sign Display, and the reason why I mentioned that was later on, after I went to college, I got a job out there in the summertime. But anyway, while we were at this house in on Front Street, when I went to junior high school, at junior high, I played on the junior high school basketball team at D&W, the D&W soccer team. We didn't have football in junior high. And the D&W baseball team. And the cute thing, my mother went to every game. Dad was always working. He was busy doing his thing. And mother went to all the games that we had with the other schools. We had the four junior high schools in the city. And of course, we competed with the other four junior high schools, which made it very nice. And we got to know the different kids from other schools. And when I was, I guess I was about 8 years old, I'll go back a little bit, I went to way to camp, to the YMCA camp for the summer, and enjoyed swimming and everything you do at camp. That was really fun. And then when I got to be 12, I was able to join the Boy Scouts. In those days, Boy Scouts, or scouting, was a very big thing. All the kids were Boy Scouts. And it was fun. I got to know a wonderful bunch of people in scouting. And with all my things going on in junior high school, and then with the Boy Scouts and all the other things, it was quite interesting. I had forgotten when I have to do it this way because I remember things that way after I talk about them. When we lived on Windsor Street, I guess I was about 8 years old, 8 or 9. I wanted a drum, which my parents bought me, and I got a group of, I guess there were about 6, 7 boys that played violin. And we would meet at various houses, and I would take my snare drum, and we'd play. It was just terrible, but the mothers said it was fine, and they would feed us the cookies and whatever. We did that for a while. But from that time on, I was always interested in playing a drum for some reason. So when I got to junior high school, I played in the marching band that we had there, and my drum and so forth. And that seemed to start my musical career. I took lessons on the piano for some time. I could never learn to read. I bought a banjo, or my parents bought me a banjo, a secondhand banjo. I took lessons on that, and I never learned to read. I faked for a while, and the teacher finally caught on to me that I wasn't reading the parts. So I never did learn to read. I liked all the things, but I couldn't learn to play them. So comes the end of the junior high school, and now it's time to go to Reading High, which was, let me go back to junior high school again. I was popular at school. I was the president of the school my senior year. I had to conduct meetings and various things that a president would have to do. They had an election, and we had to go around to the classrooms and give speeches to see who was going to be elected. I beat out Nevin Weiss. I'll never forget that. He was a very studious type guy, but very likable, but I beat him out. Anyway, it's time now to go to Reading High School. We're still living in our house in Front Street. Now, to go to high school, that was a long walk because it was not only at the other end of the city, but it was up on the side of a mountain, up in Mount Penn. So from, I lived in Front Street, and the school was in 13th Street, but a long climb to 13th Street, so that's 13 city blocks, and then over, I don't know how many, so it was must have been about 3 or 4 miles to walk to school every day and walk back every night. The thing that was fun, I would start at about Freddie Wem and some of the other kids, Franny Carr and Denny Deacon and those guys started down below us. And then by the time they got to my house, we had maybe 6 or 7 guys, and we'd pick up Mooney Morris and go up the next street. And by the time we get up to the Dick, Nettie, Rick, and so forth, and by the time we get started up into Spring Street going over across the school, we had about 15, 16 fellows who went to school every day like that. So in high school, my freshman year, I wasn't doing too badly as a student. I was in a lot of organizations, and I did some plays. My mother seemed to push me into those things. I did it because she wanted me to, as I said before, but I did plays. By the time I got to high school was 3 years. By the time I got to 11th grade, my whole life was to play football. So I was kind of a small guy. I guess I weighed only about, then about 130, 35 pounds. And I went out for the high school football team, and I played a little baseball. I didn't really take too much time with baseball because I was always working. I was still carrying papers, carried papers for years. And then I got other various jobs while I was in high school. Worked in gas stations, pumping gas, and. Oh, I delivered hats on a bicycle for a couple of years and things like that. I always worked at something. But when I went out for, I played basketball in high school. I wasn't on the varsity, but I was on what they call the scrub team, the same in football. In 11th grade, I played scrub football. We did play the varsity in practice sessions, which was kind of rough because they were a lot bigger and we were beat up pretty good. So let's see, I went on through into my senior year in high school, and I went out for football, and I made the football team, the first team. I still only weighed about 145 pounds, but I was faster than most of the kids. In fact, track star Johnny Kabacki was the fastest guy on the team, but, and I'm not bragging or anything, but I have to mention this, it was very important those days. We used to have with all our football gear, and we didn't have too much in those days, we had a leather helmet, nothing over our face, nothing to protect our teeth or anything like that, shoulder pads, and that was it. We didn't have anything else that they have today. No face masks then. Everything what face masks were in those days. So we had a pretty good football team. We played schools like Harrisburg, Allentown, Lebanon, Lancaster, all the various schools in the state. I think we had about a 6-4 season. I liked to play very, very much. I did get hurt quite a bit because I was only 145 pounds, but I was able to hold my own, and I had quite a few touchdowns, and it was nice being a part of something known around the school. And when you went to dances and things like that, I think it was easier to get dates. I did enjoy that part. I was a sociable type guy. I went to parties in Pauline Abley's house. We had parties, and we had a lot of interesting things in high school, lots of dances. In fact, during my high school years, my senior year especially, I was playing drums in a local orchestra, and we played for some of the high school dances, which I enjoyed doing very much. I played with orchestras, usually just weekends, but in those days they had roadhouses where you played with groups, 3, 4, 5 men. It was interesting because on a couple of occasions we needed a piano player, and we asked my dad. He said, sure, he played along with us, and we played some roadhouses and whatever, but he enjoyed it very, very much. But he was a good guy. He went along with all that stuff. So